about this whole situation, ranging from like one end of the spectrum to the opposite. And I've heard from some people that I never expected to hear from, or heard some things I never expected to say. Like, quite a few women contacted me and said, "Hey, I know what happened to you. When I was 16 years old, I understood how to manipulate men. I understood how to talk to them to get what I wanted from them. Bat your eyelashes, put your hand on his shoulder, just do and say this or that, and you just turn him into a puppet on strings. And because I did that to men, I understood what was done to you. I get it. And I'm sorry that this happened to you. What happened to you never should have happened, just like how I never should have been messing around with older men and manipulating them when I was 16. So I recognize you're not a bad guy. I feel bad for you. Sorry this happened." It's possible that some of the moderators kind of see it that way. Like, they look at the situation and they see, oh, he was baited into doing stupid shit, and now he's in trouble for it. I'm still going to stick up for him. I understand he's not like a predator who went looking for a little girl to rape or anything. At the very beginning, I did just give them the exact same explanation I gave you, which is like, hey, this YouTuber talked to this 16-year-old girl and told her to come talk to me and say sexual things until I eventually responded and I got baited into saying some stupid shit. They're going to make a video about it and paint me as a pedophile, but I'm not. And yeah, the situation is more nuanced than that, but I'm not a predator who goes around hunting for children to prey upon. That's not me. And I think that's the differentiating factor that keeps them, you know, on my side, is that I don't go around looking for people to victimize. Someone came to me and gave me the opportunity to be stupid, and I was stupid, and I feel like shit about that. But I don't, you know, hunt for victims. I just was put into a situation and didn't have the mental fortitude to say no like I should have. And I'm going to be paying for it for an extremely long time. Well, again, it's not like I, like, sent her gifts and sent her money and tried super hard to build a relationship with her and was like trying to get her to, oh, look at me, I'm your friend. Oh, look at me, we're such good friends. Oh, hey, would you do a little favor for me? It'll be our little secret, tee-hee. I didn't like do that kind of behavior towards her. She's the type of girl who just does shit. She'll just start in the middle of a conversation, she'll start doing some weird inappropriate shit. She's a very horny, very sexual person, and she just does things. And that's not a situation I ever expected to find myself in, nor is it a situation I instigated. Again, it feels like something that happened to me rather than something I went out of my way to make happen. Because I'm extremely fucking lonely, and it felt nice that for once in my life, someone was giving me a form of positive attention, whereas 90% of my interactions with other human beings are quite unpleasant. Said no, and I should have blocked her, and I should have said, hey, that's wrong and inappropriate. No, let's not do this. I went to therapy for 3 months, been doing everything in my power to better myself. It's kind of a little bit of a stretch to imply that I, like, asked her, hey, would you do this? It's, I feel like that's the way it happened. Well, anyway, I want so badly to move on from this whole section of my life. It doesn't feel like something that's worth retreading. It's like, yeah, these conversations got out of control and I should have stopped them and I didn't. And, well, I wasn't going to mention that in the video. Yeah, okay, I saw a little bit more than I should have seen. Okay, timidly, pensively, and only like one time. There were two times I saw, there was only one time I implied I wanted to see it. I would like to move on and move to the rest of my life now.